Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 4th of March, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel. And tonight is Flybe on the brink of collapse again. The latest on the coronavirus, the stink over Lax's sewage works, the government projects which got the no from Treasury, UCIOM students hard at work, and what do the Department of Enterprise's digital and finance agencies do? It's another flume-free Wednesday at the NSC, by the way.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
29 minutes to 6. First of all, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. Flybe has warned the UK government it could collapse within days after a slump in bookings triggered by the coronavirus. Sky News is reporting that Flybe has renewed a plea for ministers to provide emergency financial support, even as ongoing talks about a state loan on commercial terms appear to have been rejected. There are no confirmed cases of coronavirus on the Isle of Man, and 16 tests for the disease have been carried out. No tests therefore carried out in the last 48 hours. For full up-to-date Isle of Man public information regarding coronavirus, visit manxradio.com or the Manx Radio smartphone app and follow the link. The new education minister says he doesn't want to interfere in the current dispute between his department and teachers over pay, but Dr. Alex Allinson says his appointment is a useful opportunity to draw a line and start rebuilding relations. In international news, the UK has had its biggest daily jump in coronavirus cases. 87 have now been confirmed across the country, up from 51 yesterday. The vast majority are in England, but there are also two new ones in Northern Ireland and another pair in Scotland. Meanwhile, the UK government is extending sick pay for workers who are self-isolating over COVID-19 concerns. They'll now get the statutory amount on the first day rather than waiting until the fourth. And in other news, the Prime Minister is defending his Home Secretary over more bullying claims. Labour wants an independent inquiry, but Boris Johnson says the Cabinet Office will get to the bottom of the allegations. Priti Patel strongly denies them. Those were the headlines. Stay tuned for a full roundup of news at 6.
Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or follow us on Facebook. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Thank you, Lewis. From the Ronaldsway Met Office, no warning out in the North Irish Sea. Tonight's going to be dry and clear with a light breeze, permitting the temperature to fall to 2 degrees and close to freezing in many places. A widespread ground frost through the night. Jerdain for Thursday, after a frosty start, it'll be dry with sunny spells, a light and variable breeze, 7 degrees highest temperature, overnight low 2 again. And Friday, Jahenya, a cloudy start, then dry with sunny spells, mainly moderate west-northwesterly, 8 degrees top temperature. Sunset 6:03 tonight, high waters at 6:11, low water overnight 1:17. Sunrise in the morning 6:04, and high water is 7:11. Remember, it's officially winter until 2 weeks this Friday, then it's spring, and 2 weeks on Sunday is Mothering Sunday.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate.
6:26 on update. There have been reports this afternoon that Flybe, the airline that flies almost half of our flights into Ronaldsway, could be days away from collapse. Bookings were down when it was seeking UK government help for its finances. Now coronavirus has hit booking even harder. Manx Radio's Tim Glover has spoken to our Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon. Isn't this a big worry for the Isle of Man?
Well, it has been a worry for some considerable time, and fortunately up until now, that situation has been resolved. Clearly, it's raised its head again, if you like. And, you know, given the amount of money that's been talked about, £100 million, then this is going to be a matter for Westminster to deal with if they see appropriate. From an Isle of Man perspective, it would be extremely concerning to lose that connectivity. And
patient transfer as well.
The possible implications. We have plans in place to resolve that, or to get cover in if the Flybe were not able to deliver the service for patient transfer. But there's a whole range of issues coming out of this potential epidemic, pandemic that is starting to build now, clearly globally, but now in the UK and with our nearest neighbour. So, we are monitoring the situation. Some of these issues will be outside our control.
Which Flybe is, isn't it, really? It
will be a case of having to react to that. But one also sees a much bigger issue than just the Isle of Man with Flybe in terms of its connectivity around the UK. So I'm sure that story has some way to run at
this point. But an island perspective, Flybe's massively crucial to the island's air connectivity.
And we recognise that. And I mean, that's why, Department for Enterprise pay very, very close attention to what is happening with all the airlines. But as I say, sometimes things are outside our control.
Have you got a contingency plan in place?
Well, as I said,
potentially, if it suddenly went under.
Well, that would be a big issue, not only just for the Isle of Man, but for the United Kingdom government. It may take time to find a replacement airline to step into their shoes. I don't think it's realistic to expect there to be straightforward contingency plans for that type of scenario. We would be working closely with the UK government and with regional airlines to try and establish how that connectivity could be put back in place, because clearly it's important for our people and for our businesses.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
There are no confirmed cases of coronavirus, COVID-19, on the Isle of Man, and 16 tests for the disease have been carried out on the island. No tests, therefore, carried out in the last 48 hours. For a full up-to-date Isle of Man public information regarding coronavirus, go to manxradio.com or the Manx Radio smartphone app and follow the link. Looking further afield, the news from Tim Glover.
While there may be no recorded cases of coronavirus here on the Isle of Man, the UK recorded the biggest daily jump in cases so far. The UK Department of Health said COVID-19 had been detected in 85 people. That's up from 51 yesterday. The vast majority of the new cases have been travelling recently, but three got it in the UK. Earlier, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson told MPs he's changing the rules to ensure anyone self-isolating gets sick pay earlier.
The Health Secretary will bring forward, as part of our emergency coronavirus legislation, measures to allow the payment of statutory sick pay from the very first day you were sick instead of 4 days under the current rules.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn thanked the Prime Minister for that measure, but asked what will happen to those not eligible for the payments.
Will he be absolutely clear that nobody will have to choose between health and hardship, because it's a matter of public health concern for everybody?
Boris Johnson says ministers are looking at measures for the self-employed and those on benefits. Well, after the biggest daily increase since the first diagnosis in the UK, England's chief medical officer, Professor Chris Whitty, says the peak of the outbreak could be quite short, but still serious.
It will only last for a number of weeks, maybe a couple of months. So we need to just get ourselves ready for that. It is certainly almost certain there will be more cases in the UK, probably a lot more cases, as the Prime Minister laid out, and we would expect some death.
The Italian government is reportedly closing schools and universities across the country until the middle of March, as the number of deaths from coronavirus there rises to 79. Classes have already been stopped in northern areas where the outbreak is at its worst, while some towns are being quarantined. There are now more than 2,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Italy.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And just to add to that, Italy has now confirmed the closure of all schools and universities as a result of the COVID-19 infection in Italy. All Italian schools and universities are closed. The Bemercry left Heysham at 2:04 this afternoon, arriving in the Isle of Man in the next 10 minutes or so, and she'll be off at 7:45 again, heading for Heysham, arriving there at about 11:30. Then, of course, the return journey through the night is at 2:15. The steam packet's fast craft, Mananan, will resume her seasonal service into Liverpool 3 weeks on Friday, the 27th. first sailing of 2020 to Dublin for the day after that, March 28th, and she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
This is Manx Radio from the Isle of Man. I'm Andy Wint, and you're with the programme we call Update. News now from the world of business.
Manx Radio's business briefing, powered by Y Manx.
The world's biggest toy makers reported record sales. Lego has revealed earnings increased by 6% last year to £4.5 billion. The Danish company also saw a rise in net profits to nearly £970 million, up 3%. Lego's planning to open 80 new stores. Guess where? In China. In the UK, official figures show a record number of UK employees were enrolled in a workplace pension scheme last year. The ONS, the Office for National Statistics, says 77% of workers were members of one in 2019, the highest since records began in 1997. That's the business.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. Manx Radio's Update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
The news from Ramsay Crookall: UK and European markets closed higher after the American Fed's surprise rate cut stirred hopes other major central banks could follow suit. American stocks surged after major victories from former Vice President Joe Biden during Super Tuesday. The dollar recouped some losses as traders looked to see which other major central banks might follow the US Fed. Brent oil prices rose on expectations that major producers have moved closer to an agreement to enact deeper output cuts. Gold was little changed a day after its biggest percentage gain since June 2016. In corporate news, supermarkets were the standout gainers, with traders pointing to panic buying and stockpiling amid rising coronavirus cases in the UK. Morrison's and Sainsbury's were among the top risers. Meantime, consumer giant Dettol maker Reckitt Benckiser was also in the green as consumers stocked up on cleaning products. On the downside, BA parent IAG, Premier Inn owner Whitbread and travel company TUI were all weaker amid ongoing concerns about the impact of coronavirus on the travel and leisure sector. And the numbers at the close: the FTSE 100 was up 1.5% at 6,815. The DAX in Germany up 1% at 12,127. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones up 2% at 26,427. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 1.5% at 8,816. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 1.5% at 3,051. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 28.3 cents and €1 15.3 cents. In commodities, gold down 0.33% at $1,641 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude is down 0.5% at $51.34.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsay Crookall. Ramsay Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsay Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website ramsaycrookall.com. Ramsay Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Good evening, it's 16 minutes to 6. This is Update from Manx Radio. Details of more than £13 billion of budget revenue bids which were not approved by Treasury have been released. The information's been included in a response to a Tyndall question from Garth MHK Daphne Kane. With the details, Ed Oldham.
The figures are broken down by department and include brief information about what each project or service was. In some instances, all of the money requested for something is granted. In some cases, part of it is, and there are others which received none of the money asked for. The largest of these was within the Department of Education, Sport and Culture, which wanted almost £2.7 million for social equity funding. Another significant one was the Attorney General's Chambers getting none of the £840,000 asked for a Tynwald Auditor General. The Department for Enterprise wanted more than £1.5 million for its motorsport budget. It was given £877,000. In the Department of Home Affairs, £1 million was wanted for a sexual assault referral centre. That's been moved to the capital budgets. Almost £420,000 was wanted in the department for mental health professionals, with £108,000 being granted. While none of the £417,000 asked for the constabulary's cybercrime strategy was included in the budget for 2020-21. The Department of Infrastructure's request for £200,000 for active travel and around £52,000 for an active travel project manager were turned down. It also wanted £1 million for a hydrograph of Manx territorial waters. £100,000 was granted. And the Department of Health and Social Care wanted more than £708,000 for its drugs and chemotherapy tertiary care budget, but received nothing.
Manx Radio Sport.
14 minutes to six now.
Adam Long scored his first senior professional goal last night as he helped Notts County grab an away win in the National League. His strike sealed a 2-1 victory away to AFC Fylde. The 19-year-old bagged the winner for County by connecting with a Jim O'Brien corner to head home his first goal for the club with 14 minutes remaining. The result has propelled the Magpies up into sixth place. Long is currently on a one-month loan at the Meadow Lane side from Wigan Athletic. Further afield, England's Mako Vunipola is available to play for Saracens this weekend despite standing down from international duty due to coronavirus fears. The prop has been left out of Saturday's Rugby Union Six Nations clash with Wales as a precaution after recently returning home from Tonga via Hong Kong. National team assistant coach Steve Borthwick says they were following their own medical advice. Staying with rugby union, Harlequins have signed former England star Chris Ashton. The winger had his contract at Sale terminated by mutual agreement on Monday. Director of rugby Steve Diamond says Ashton left after a disagreement about various things between the pair. Holders Manchester City attempt to remain on course for a treble when they go to Sheffield Wednesday in the FA Cup fifth round this evening. Pep Guardiola's side retained the League Cup on Sunday and are still in Champions League contention. Also tonight, Tottenham face Norwich while Leicester take on Birmingham. The draw for the quarterfinals follows those matches. And seven Formula One teams have released a critical joint statement after the sport's governing body reached a private agreement with Ferrari. Both parties reached a settlement last week after an FIA investigation into the Italian carmaker. There are concerns Ferrari's 2019 engine had broken the rules by going over its allowed fuel capacity. The manufacturers denied any wrongdoing.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The London City flight came in only 20 minutes late earlier on this afternoon, so the 5 past 5 will be leaving fairly shortly. Hoping for a landing slot at London City. The 5:35 to Dublin left 4 minutes early. Later departures for Edinburgh, Manchester and Liverpool are showing no problems at the moment. Matrix signs showing no problems on the mountain road. The details elsewhere on Rose, the airport roundabout at Castletown's got temporary narrow lanes to enable curbing and road drainage work. The Ballykill Ferrick Road in Colby's closed between Main Road Colby and the Ballykillowy Road for sewer lining and manhole refurbishment. The Liverpool Arms has got temporary two-way 24-hour signals for railway crossing works there. The Newtown, the A5 Newtown by Santon between the Forge and the Santon Motel's got temporary 24-hour signals for footway resurfacing. King Edward Road Gravel, temporary three-way 24-hour signals for ongoing railway works. And Lord Street in Douglas will continue to be as it is until the 22nd of the May, they're saying, the week before TT. Everything should be fine. The Promenade, of course, has its own website, mypromenade.im. And if you want more information about anything, go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey, for planes, trains, boats, buses and roadworks.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
The Department for Enterprise is looking for new leaders for its finance and digital agencies. Alongside Visit and Business, the agencies were set up just over 18 months ago with non-executive chairs appointed on a two-year basis. But what do they actually do and have they made a difference? Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly's been speaking to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
Well, we do have some continuity with regards to the Visit and the Business, and those two chairs have requested to stay on, which is great, and we're delighted with that. Stephen Bradley in the Business and also Rana Caldwell have done a great job. And what we've got there, we've got continuity with two, and we'll have some new fresh blood with two as well. And there is naturally some churn as well with regards to members. We've had one or two members change, and we must recognise that particularly the members are voluntary, so they're giving up their time. These are non-executive chairs. There is some pay, very similar to any sort of non-executive role, because it is a role of real responsibility and of national importance as well.
Now, this agency model has been in place now for just over 18 months. How has it been going?
One of the points I made when we started these is that they would not be talking shops. Many of the people sit on these have been in government-led committees in the past, you know, whether it be through the chamber and various different guises. So what we tried to do there is to ensure that they do make decisions, you know, and their principal purpose is there for promotion of their industry, the product development of their industry, and also, very, very importantly, policy input. And I think collectively, we're just doing some figures there, I think they've actually made decision papers between all four of them, about 140 over the course of that 18 months, which tells you that they have been very active and taken action as well at the same time.
And how do you measure the impact of those decisions?
I think the fact they've made those decisions there, and then each decision beyond that would have a set of KPIs, because if you can imagine, these are actually presented and challenged by the industry and by business, who clearly want to see results. So if it is product development, they will want to see what productivity has been generated. If it is promotion, they want to see what the value of that promotion is. And then when it comes to policy input, then they look towards us internally to see how do we change regulation, legislation, or whatever it is that they need to improve their output.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
9 minutes to six. There's a big stink in Laxey. More than 400 people from Laxey have signed a petition against plans to build a sewage treatment works by the village harbour. Community stalwart Stuart Cleggs presented the document to Manx Utilities at a public meeting last night. Our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn with the details.
Mr Clegg has been working as part of the Best for Laxey Bay opposition group, which champions a pump-not-dump solution for Laxey's waste problems. Mr Clegg told me more about this petition.
It's a petition by the local people of Garwick and Laxey to find out whether they agree or disagree with having this sewage pit in the middle of Laxey. And we had absolutely no resistance. Everybody I spoke to, bar two or three, all said, yes, we do not want a sewage pit in the middle of Laxey. And when they were told that it can be very easily, with a 10-inch pipe, pumped away and put into a connection at Port Jack, then via Douglas Promenade out to Marybeg, it's no brainer not to do it that way.
Do you think they might go back on their plans here?
I think they'll have to after what was said at tonight's meeting, don't you?
That was Stuart Clegg of the Best for Laxey group. Well, residents were encouraged last night to make sure they submit views on the sewage plant application to planning authorities before the deadline on March the 20th. However, it's understood residents may be able to pass on comments as late as 24 hours before the planning committee is due to consider the application. Garth commissioners are consulted as part of the planning process. Chairman Jamie Smith told me members will consider the bigger picture when it comes to Manx Utilities plans.
Although strictly speaking we should only be looking at the planning application, the pieces of paper in front of us, I don't think we're going to get ourselves in any hot water if we look at the bigger picture and we look at all the comments that I'm sure we're going to receive, and indeed the comments we heard tonight.
Now, what's your job here as commissioners? Because obviously you're going to have your own individual views on the proposal, but you're also representing the community. So how do you work out a stance based on that?
It's a compromise between reflecting the public opinion that we believe from just walking the streets and from tonight and from emails received. And also we do have a lot of experience of looking at planning applications. So we can't close our minds to the fact we do have, you know, there's a team of nine effectively, and we have a lot of experience of planning applications. So we're allowed to use our common sense, if you like, that we've learned over the years in conjunction with what we're hearing from the public.
The chair of Garth Commissioners, Jamie Smith. For those interested in finding out more about the application, you can find a direct link to it via the Manx Radio website.
Students and apprentices from University College Isle of Man have been hard at it today in the first day of the Inter-Island Skills Test. The event gives young people from different sectors the chance to complete a series of assessments in a bid to win a cash prize whilst broadening their career opportunities. The Assistant Programme Engineering Manager, John Cashin, spoke to Manx Radio's Tia Welsh.
We have 32 first and second year engineering and manufacturing students. They're taking part in a skills test. They've been given a practical task to undertake in a limited amount of time. They'll be assessed on their health and safety requirements. They'll be assessed on the actual product itself, so the inspection report, and also how effectively and efficiently they manufacture the product, and also how much support they'll need during the day. They've been with us now for 24 weeks, the first years. The second year's obviously been with us for a little bit longer. It'll demonstrate the skills that they've developed on the manual section, obviously the CNC section as well. And they can prove them to their, hopefully, their potential employers that will be coming down here to observe them today.
Could you give some examples of specific skills?
Skills in programming for the CNC side. So they'll need to look at the drawing, write a program for it. They'll virtually machine that on the software. And that once they're happy with that, they can upload it onto the machine and machine it for real. On the manual side, they'll need to plan it and show their skills on the manual machines.
How does it challenge them?
It challenges them mainly due to time. They're all very capable of manufacturing the product, but it's the time scale that's going to put them under a lot more pressure. They have 3 hours this morning and 3 hours this afternoon.
Now, what do they have to produce at the end of it all?
The components are relatively simple because of the time constraints, but it demonstrates certain quite challenging features that they'd be expected to machine for their assessment components, which will come in June.
And is this part of every programme and apprenticeship that's offered at the UCM?
It initially started with construction. We got on board last year and now catering on board as well. And hopefully in the future, other departments within UCM will get on board as well.
Does it give them confidence going into the world of work?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, when you get into work, it's a challenge anyway, isn't it? You know, you're given products, you're given deadlines, you know, to get these products out the door for your customer satisfaction. So, yeah, it's good. It's good skills and good skills for life.
Remember, for the most comprehensive source of current Manx news and interviews and features on the largest store of Manx Radio videos, plus those from MTTV, Culture Vannon and Manx National Heritage, go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel, and download the app if you don't already. Updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. All the details at manxradio.com. And that's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Sarah Handy. I'm Andy Wint. Update is back tomorrow, Thursday evening at 5:30.